We're joined now, I believe, by Tiffany Balducci. Are you there, Tiffany?
Hi.
Hey, it's great to get you. I was kind of had a little trepidation. I heard you might be in transit or are in transit.
Yeah.
So, but by golly, you're there.
I am. I'm here. I'm talking to you from train. So mm-hmm. I'm on my way to Windsor, actually.
On your way to historic Windsor.
I'm going to visit family in the States. But it's a pleasure to be out here, though.
We're very glad to be talking to you. You're the president of Durham Region Council, Labor Council, and you attended the Ontario NDP meeting this weekend, and a resolution was passed there concerning General Motors Oshawa, where the jobs are, where the plant is going to close, and it's really a devastating blow to the population there. And I understand the resolution was passed on Sunday. I read it on air. It's really quite striking. Can you tell us how this came to happen?
Sure. It was not very straightforward, actually. So
not very straightforward.
Yeah. So what happened was the democratic process at conventions is that there's resolutions that are heard at floor, and people debate the resolutions, the delegates debate the resolutions, and then the floor decides whether or not they're in favor or against the resolution. So originally there was a resolution about GM jobs that was scheduled for the first day of convention, which was Friday. And that resolution basically talked about exploring long-term viability and return of products to the plant. And that was what was scheduled to hit the floor on Friday. Mm-hmm. But it didn't, because even though it was scheduled in a priority that was quite high, where typically it would be debated, there were other resolutions that took a significant amount of time to hear and for people to debate. Mm-hmm. So the resolution that was supposed to hit the floor on Friday did not. And that was what was called the labor block, where they were talking about labor issues. And someone went to the microphone and said, "This is really unfortunate that we're not going to have this opportunity to talk about the loss of GM jobs and what's going on here."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we were like, well, what do we do now? We didn't even get a chance to talk about this resolution, and the resolution wasn't even there could still be improvements made to the resolution. So we kind of put our heads together and figured there's an appeal process. So we knew that there was a transportation block of resolutions scheduled for Sunday, and in order to have an appeal, you have to get 10 signatures from 5 different riding associations and submit it in writing. But then also make an appeal at like 7 o'clock in the morning in the day that you want the resolution to be heard, which was the Sunday, mm-hmm. because that was when the transportation block was hitting the floor on Sunday, the last day of convention. So we organized that, and I made my pitch on Sunday morning, kind of explained why it should be heard into the transportation block and why it's important to speak to this issue and the different voices in the community that should be heard. And they agreed that they wanted it to definitely hit the floor and to discuss these issues, they being like the resolutions committee.
Mm-hmm.
But they said constitutionally it wasn't possible to skip blocks.
This is really the art of politics you're telling us about.
Yeah, and it was a learning experience for sure. But luckily, being an organizer, you kind of are good at thinking outside the box and saying, okay, so if something's not constitutionally possible, like how do you still make it happen? So when they said that, everyone kind of was like, oh no, this, like that's it. And I'm thinking, well, you can override the Constitution with unanimous consent. Like that is
unanimous.
You need unanimous consent of the entire convention to override the Constitution. So, when the appeals were being heard to the entire Constitution or to the convention floor, so 1,000 delegates sitting there, we called in, a good personal friend of mine, but also an amazing union leader, who had already gotten, a standing ovation earlier in the convention, QP Ontario President Fred Hahn, who mm-hmm. has worked closely with, a lot of the grassroots of the labor movement outside of QP Ontario as well. And we asked him if he would speak to this and ask delegates, for unanimous consent to at least allow this resolution to be heard and hit the floor. And he gave an amazing speech, I think what they would call a barn burner, on the reasons why we should have an opportunity to discuss this and the reasons why this, democracy can be amazing in the way that you can use these opportunities to have, democratic consent and unanimous consent to people can make the decision if they want to hear it. And I can't phrase it as well as Fred did, but I'm sure there's video somewhere of it. And it was as far as I know, possibly the first time in history that we did receive unanimous consent.
Unanimous.
Yeah, it was unanimous.
That's like hitting a three-point shot, we say in Toronto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
At the buzzer.
Yeah,
on a Sunday.
On a Sunday, and when people were kind of tired. And, you know, we did a lot of work ahead of that, though. We went around the convention hall explaining this is going to happen. Please, you know, you don't, like, just give us a chance. These are the reasons why we want to receive unanimous consent. We asked for the resolution to be heard third in line. So we weren't asking it to be the first one heard of the day. We were asking it for it to be the third one heard of the day, which, I couldn't believe. I mean, I was optimistic the whole time. That's also happy. Like, you kind of, when you're doing organizing and working in the labor movement and with the grassroots, it's pretty, you know, it's always to your benefit to try to have optimism when doing these things, which also in the NDP we're always, you know, optimism is one of our...
It's not over till it's over, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so then we had the opportunity to speak to the resolution, which opened with the MPP from Oshawa, Jennifer French, speaking to the issues and, you know, saying that GM didn't build Oshawa, Oshawa built GM. And then I had an opportunity, and Jennifer said many great things, and I had an opportunity to talk about public ownership, because that was one of the things that wasn't in the resolution. So I was kind of explaining what public ownership means, and, you know, if the federal government can spend over $7 billion nationalizing a pipeline, then this totally within reach to have
exactly
in Oshawa. Yeah, that includes exploring alternatives of ownership, and also kind of tying it in with the brand new Green New Democratic deal that we also just passed at this convention. So then the third person to speak was an auto worker from Oshawa, a GM worker named Rebecca Keach, who had a motion to refer. So I'm giving all the little details of what convention rules of order look like. So under Robert's rules of order, if you do a motion to refer, you give them the wording that you would like the referral to have. And if the delegates vote in favor of that, it goes back to the committee, and then it hits the floor again. So the motion to refer is what you read earlier. So she kind of rewrote the resolution to include the part about, looking into a new vision of a publicly owned facility that could produce green vehicles and any other product. And so the committee brought it back to the floor, like one of the last parts of the convention, like at noon on Sunday, and it passed, I believe, almost unanimously, if not unanimously. And there was more. Rebecca spoke to it again and the reasons why it was so important to the workers in Oshawa and the retirees.
Well, they responded well to a real crisis, right? They couldn't bluff their way out of it or decide something. These are real people now.
Yeah.
And like you said, there were members from local 222 present. It's kind of hard to tell them maybe next year.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not going to be a next year unless you do
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, everyone was so incredibly supportive about it. So it was almost like procedurally, it almost wasn't heard. But then because we were able to, figure out a way to get the procedure to help us in a way, once we knew the rules, like it was, everyone was really supportive of that being able to happen. So it wasn't the technical.
Yeah, and Jennifer French spoke on this, right? I heard you right on that. The MPP from Oshawa, she spoke.
I mean, real people who are affected by this that may not have, you know, jobs in a couple months. So it was, at the end of the day, everyone was really happy that we had an opportunity to talk about it, that the resolution wording that passed is, you know, the wording that we were in favor of, and what the Green Jobs Coalition in Oshawa, the group that we have, Green Jobs Oshawa, was in favor of and hoping that would happen. So it was it wasn't the most clean cut process, but it worked and we're happy with it.
Well, actually, it just shows that systems do work if everybody plays by the rules and if you listen to the people. And I'll bet that was the spirit of the hall. When you said it had to be unanimous, that must have been a very moving moment.
Exactly. It was very moving. There were tears. Definitely tears. There were tears throughout the whole process where people just felt so supported by the whole, it was a real sense of community. In a convention hall, cavernous hall of 1,000 people, like it really felt like we all came together. And it also included not just Oshawa, but I know in Oshawa we're feeling particularly affected by this, of course, but also, you know, like the auto workers everywhere, Windsor, St. Catharines, Ingersoll, but then, you know, folks from all the different unions, folks from all the different, you know, community groups, everything, like everyone coming together and saying, yeah, we can do something about this, and we don't have to give up, and we can explore alternative, you know, forms of ownership, including a vision of a facility that could help meet, you know, climate crisis too, and a transition to a green new economy. Like, it gives us hope.
Absolutely. I think it is going to become contagious, frankly. You know, people take heart. It's like, you know, victories are infectious, and people say, well, let's try a new person, try a new idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing it in a political climate in the United States. We have Bernie Sanders. Everybody laughed the first time he said, I'm going to run, and now everybody's afraid of him.
Yeah. And he's got like 49% of...
And he's not afraid to mention public ownership.
Nope.
You know, he says it's a good idea, and then people cheer, and they say, well, where did that come from? So
Yeah, I know. I mean, that certainly helps us when we're explaining, because we also canvass on this in Oshawa, where we go door-to-door and get... We have petitions, and we kind of explain to people what does that mean to repurpose, you know, the plants and include it to manufacture environmentally friendly transportation equipment under public ownership. Like, those are all, you know, like $5, $10 words. Like, what does all this mean? And it basically means that, you know, we built Oshawa, the workers built the plant, and we can continue to do the work, and we can have these bold ideas.
That was in the whereas, says auto workers have built and assembled vehicles in Oshawa for more than a century.
Exactly.
And the people of Ontario and Canada stepped up and helped General Motors. So it means help us back. It's a two-way street.
And I mean, and we've partnered with the Canadian Union of Postal Workers in Oshawa when we do canvassing, because we say, look, there's a massive piece of federal infrastructure that's publicly owned already, the largest vehicle fleet in the country, you know, 15,000 postal vehicles. Why don't we make them electric and build them in Oshawa? It's totally possible.
Very good. Tiffany Balducci, president of the Durham Region Labor Council. I think Durham Region ought to be proud of your work. We're very glad to be talking to you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.